proclamation number 8236 dated the August 10th, 1962. Was Adam the only human being created by God? But now the question will arise anew how the whole earth came to be populated with people. This is a valid question, for there were many original spirits when the first original spirit Adam embodied himself, and all of these original spirits wanted to continue their course of development and engender themselves as souls in a human being because they knew that their final return to me could only take place in this way. And I also gave human covers to those original spirits who consciously wanted to take the path across Earth. I created a large number of human beings, for only one thought by me sufficed and every fully matured original spirit received its external form, and each form was physically created such that procreation would take place in accordance with my will, in order to continually provide an opportunity for incarnation to the souls which were also gradually reaching their full maturity. But I restricted the regions of the first forefathers. You should understand that I allocated the prepared land to the human beings. Yet the first people, Adam and Eve, had to take the test of will, and as a result of their fall the whole human race became weakened. The disobedience against my divine commandment had, due to my adverse spirit Lucifer, likewise arisen in those original spirits, and the hereditary sin, which consisted of changing the pure, divine love into selfish love, was repeated in these human beings too, for my adversary tempted all people, and his enticement succeeded because people still had too little knowledge of him who wanted to cause them to fall again. And people spread across the entire earth, but Adam was and remained nevertheless the founder of the human race, and people were informed of the descendants of his house and the following generations were recorded until the birth of Jesus, who descended to earth as a result of the inherited sin in order to redeem humanity. Since Adam, after Lucifer, had been the first fallen original spirit, he was also the first to be embodied as a human being, and if he had observed my easy commandment he very quickly would have shed his external form, and all other original spirits would soon have given up their resistance as well. They unconditionally would have given themselves to me, and their return to me would have been guaranteed. Yet his disobedience was another opposition to me, it was a repetition of the first sin of rebellion against me. However, owing to Adam's fall Lucifer had regained power, and he used it on each generation which, being as weak as Adam, did not resist and remained weak until Jesus arrived in order to help them. You humans should know that I populated the whole earth because many of the fully matured original spirits desired their last embodiment on earth and because every one of these original spirits was entitled to undertake the final test of will within the human being. There were a large number of them, and everyone had many followers. Original spirits which had followed him in time and again joined him again. And for all these I chose the living conditions which suited their various inclinations, and thus, having created its human external form, I placed every original spirit appropriately, consequently reproducing himself corresponding to my will and my natural law. The procreation method was the same everywhere, which is why I always joined the original spirit with a second spirit. Thus the creative act of the first human being was repeated time and again in regions which were inaccessible for the individual human tribes, for my creation of the earth had been so comprehensive that the process of further development every way necessitated the original spirits to incarnate in the human being and for this I created the first prerequisites. And only after a long period of time had passed did the various tribes make contact with each other. their spiritual development, however, had advanced entirely differently, all depending on the degree of love within each person. But they all can be instructed by me myself once their resistance diminishes and my commandments are heeded again, and the human souls will come to full maturity, for the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ accomplished the act of salvation for all human beings, and the knowledge of it can also be brought to all human beings through people or through the working of my spirit. Nevertheless, Adam's direct descendants will accept this knowledge more easily and hence belong to the human generation which will find redemption while still on earth, so that the souls will be able to become free while still on earth if they accept Jesus Christ's act of salvation who, apart from the original sin, also took Adam's past sin upon himself and thus purchased humanity's salvation from my adversary through his death on the cross. Amen.